The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Right about now. 2:25 here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Welcome in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show. Home team in for Matt Chernoff, the King. Chuck Oliver here until we get some baseball in our veins. A big weekend, a big week of baseball, and we've taken care of half of it after running the San Francisco Giants out of town as the Braves win 3 out of 4 games, and now the Los Angeles Dodgers roll into the A. Freddie Freeman's first game in Dodger blue. That's a little tough. And we'll see what happens. Freddie to the side, Braves still on a roll, and if they take 2 out of 3 from these guys, we'll still be on a roll as we get ready to hit the road.
Yeah, it took 3 out of 4 from a really good team at home. And then, as you said, the Dodgers are in. And I was walking around between the end of the noon gig and this. Went down, bought a hamburger from Marky Mark. And it's a vibe out there, man. There's already a party going on.
Middle
of the afternoon.
And they don't block off the streets until 4 hours before game time. So still easy to negotiate here inside the Battery of Atlanta. So if you're on your way down,
come on down, man. That's fun.
Come on down. There are going to be a lot of people in the building. A lot of people might get here a little bit early so they can get in and see the ring presentation to Freddie Freeman. And we'll see how things are going. Do you always eat at the same place? Do you always get the same burger? Do you have go-to burger joints?
I bounced around. I got to be honest with you. I'm like everybody else. I look at the prices now. I'm not going to mention anybody by name.
Okay.
There's a place that you can walk to here, either in the Battery or within. I looked at their menu earlier this week, 10 wings. I'm used to 10 wings being like $9.99 or $18.
And people have to do what they have to do.
It is, and there's a shortage, and et cetera. Yeah. And they're sold out of wings. And I was like,
supply
well, that means
chain.
That so $18 and you're sold out, that means you probably should have charged at least $19. So I get that. So I went to Wahlburgers and got my sandwich.
Does the smell of food, will that entice you? Nothing's on your brain. Well, it did to me today. When I was coming in, I could smell the scent of hot dogs as they are certainly flying. Okay. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going over there tonight. I will definitely have a hot dog because of the aroma coming out of Truist Park this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a temptation. I got plenty of those, but I bypassed that one.
We're going to get a chance to talk to Colin McHugh, relief pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, a little bit later in the show, straight up 3 o'clock. You know what? I'm going to ask him yesterday about our conversation. I learned something. Apparently, I've missed this my whole life. The conversation about lettuce, frozen lettuce, we were talking about to keep cool on a day like yesterday.
He will not let this go. I've been obsessed. Understand that it's not like I gave a secret recipe to turn Cheerios into platinum.
You're an alchemist.
I talked about how when I was in, I don't know, fourth grade or fifth grade, an option was during summer was frozen washcloths, but then you got this real heavy previously frozen washcloth. You put it on your head between your baseball cap and your skull.
I've seen that.
Okay. Somebody told me at some point, and I couldn't identify when, and it wasn't every game, but maybe sometimes, it weighed a lot less, and you always had it, and you never ran out. Lettuce leaves, big, giant iceberg lettuce leaves, freeze them, throw 6 or 7 of them into the ice chest, and you have one per inning if you want to when you're in the field.
And
then you throw it away when you come into the dugout afterwards.
My apologies if you thought I was sounding judgy.
You sounded bougie.
Coming down on you.
Boy from Decatur, and here I am.
Ever heard of that? Yeah, we used to have the styrofoam cooler with the ice, and I don't know the brand, but you remember those fruit drinks that looked like they were in little barrels with the...
Yeah, with the little peel-off.
Yes. So you had those in the dugout. If it was a hot day, you take 2 of them and put them over yourself and let the ice or let the water drip from that. I had never heard of taking frozen lettuce. By the way, what do you keep frozen lettuce on a hot day playing baseball with a bunch of 10-year-olds?
By the way, not the cooler, because, again, that would be bougie. An ice chest.
Styrofoam.
Hoyt! He's from Gwinnett County.
Everybody's bougie in Gwinnett County.
No, I'm saying if you have a cooler, then that's an actual manufactured some or other. An ice chest is something that you stop on your way to Lake Lanier because you forgot and you get an ice chest at the gas station for about $3.
Right.
And you know you're only using it that day.
Right.
So you'd have an ice chest and you'd throw. Again, it wasn't, it was a, not like it suddenly was superpower and I made All-Stars. That didn't happen.
Well, I hope I don't embarrass you because I'm obsessed. I'm going to ask Colin McHugh, one, if he's ever heard of it, and two, could he ever come out of the bullpen at Truist Park wiping lettuce that's been frozen off of his head?
There's no chance he's heard of this because he went to Providence. He went to private school. You want to talk about bougie? He had somebody bringing his cold towels to him.
All right. Cabbage nixed in Korean Baseball League. Pitcher had twice in the inning. Frozen cabbage fell off his head. And so the Korean Baseball League has outlawed. This is not Marlins first base coach used wet pieces of lettuce under his helmet to stay cool. This is August 13th, 2018. MLB.com. This is not a.
So what's the advantage? Or was he just making a mess on the field?
Well, it sounds just like a hack. You know, like one of those life hacks?
It's a hack.
Just a life hack.
Yeah. It's like Marcelo Ozuna yesterday. If you didn't see this, there was a pitching change. He went from left field.
Yeah.
All the way over to right center during the pitching change. He got like 30 seconds in the shade, and he was like, and I said, well, you could have tried lettuce. And as like a fourth grader playing for Metro Waterproofing, you put a piece of lettuce on your head, then put your cap on, and then after, I don't know, how long are you in the field? 10 minutes? Throw it away, and you got another one in the ice chest later.
That just seems like it's a mess. Seems like you could use it for a salad, and you certainly could put it on a sandwich.
But there's nothing to tote. With the washcloths, you had to bring them back home, which, honestly, a fourth grader, how responsible. You're lucky if you get them there.
Fair enough. I hadn't heard of it. Now I am much more wise.
Because I
hadn't
thought about it in 40 years, but I'm just telling you, it could be done.
Well, we'll ask Colin McHugh at 3 o'clock when he joins us here on Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan 680-93.7 FM. A whole lot of people here in the Battery, Atlanta, and there are a lot of people. I saw people getting out to go buy some stuff. When you have a memorable game, do you take things like the game day program that they're handing out that day or one you can buy when you're at an event where you know it's going to be at least special with Freddie coming back to commemorate?
Oh, I get the scorecard.
Yeah, do you usually save that for a game that has a memory component to it?
No, comma, and I regret it because I think of some of the events I've been to. I'm not kidding, folks. Until, I don't know, 10 years ago, there might not be 15 pictures of me that existed. I never thought about documenting anything.
What do you mean? You never took pictures?
I didn't take pictures of other things. I never owned a camera in my life. I didn't say, hey, let me jump in the picture. Never even thought about it. Didn't think it was important. And so saving things like that, never occurred to me.
You never bought the disposable cameras from
never,
the
90s? Never, not one time in my life. Yeah. I would get one at a wedding rehearsal. So I take that back, or a wedding a reception. You know, where they got one on the table and everybody's supposed to take pictures.
You just got a phone that can take pictures, so.
I said pre-phone, yeah.
Somebody at my, I don't think it was my mother-in-law, it might have been my mother-in-law, she found an old disposable camera and didn't know what was on it, because that was the other thing.
Developed.
Yeah, it's kind of now a surprise, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, they were cleaning out and rearranging some stuff in the garage.
Yeah, there's no preview window, so you can see which prints to keep and which ones to delete.
Yeah, you could take a pen and just write on the back, you know, what the event was. But they developed it, and it turned out it was, you know, people who are grown now, it was some kind of birthday party where the grown people were children. So you had to walk down memory lane, open up a roll of film, you had no idea what was on it.
Did you have to take it to the GBI?
No. Well, first of all, my mother-in-law's not doing anything illegal.
Well, I don't know. How do you get film developed today? I wouldn't know what to do. The photo mat is not in the parking lot anymore.
Yeah, you have. You can still take it to your pharmacy. The funny part is most of it, you can do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Like an actual, like you take in
disposable camera. Yeah.
All right, hoy. After you take your shirt off and try to make it an inning in the outfield, I want you to walk into a CVS and say, I'm here to drop off my film. Can I get this by Thursday? It's pretty important. I'm scrapbooking.
Yeah, I think she took it to the pharmacy. I'll confirm that in a commercial break. But, yeah, I think she took it.
You know, I'm as skeptical about that as you are about the lettuce.
Well, where she got it developed?
Which, by the way, the Marlins' first base coach, Perry Hill, he said, yeah, I was using lettuce. It was against the Braves. He says, I was using lettuce, but cabbage actually sits better on your head.
So now the chemistry between cabbage and lettuce frozen makes a bigger difference. It has been banned in one baseball league in Korea.
You could just say thank you, Chuck.
I will. Thank you, Chuck.
information.
You made me smarter. Hopefully we'll be a little bit smarter. We had an NBA draft that went on last night. A lot of people didn't know a lot of the people drafted. Hawks draft 16. They take A.J. Griffin out of Duke. He's a shooter, so we'll see if he's here for the long term. See if he'll be part of a trade package a little bit later in the summer. But the Hawks do add another shooter and another wing player to the cast of characters. And now we're seeing
reports. Okay, hang on, Scott. You're not jazzed about this.
Well, I'm giving them the chance. I don't know what – I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I've been looking at with the Hawks. Again, this year we're the ninth seed. We're playing in. Year before, we're a couple of games away from going to the NBA Finals. So where do you bounce back from those 2 years –
This
3 years removed from that.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like it could be the final move. Like, this doesn't like, all right, we're done.
No. And unfortunately,
like, I mean, with him, it doesn't seem that we're done.
No. And unfortunately, it looks like John Collins is probably going to be out of town. So we'll see where things go with that. And then the Arch Manning discussion continues as he did not choose the University of Georgia, Georgia, and Texas down to the final couple of programs. And so people still talking about that. The fallout from that, and then what the kid could potentially be and what that means if he turns out to be a grand success at the University of Texas.
And he could be, and it would make sense. He's a five-star kid, and he's the number one ranked quarterback in the land, number one ranked player. And so you go back and look at any five-star quarterback, and the kid should have some moments. Like even Jeff Driskel, if you remember him at Florida, it wasn't happening for them. He goes to Louisiana Tech. He has some moments. Quinn Ewers, he's a five-star. Didn't play last year. He's at Texas. Maybe he'll have his moments this year. That's what you would project for him. I just don't know where it'll happen. I mean, maybe it's Texas. I assume he's going to go ahead and sign when he can sign and enroll when he can enroll and at some point play when he can play. But it wouldn't be unusual if he doesn't.
You know, Georgia's had its share of big-time quarterbacks who have committed. Jacob Eason, Justin Fields. So not getting the big-time quarterback to commit, what does that mean? You know, Alabama took it in a different direction. They were just like, we're not going to wait. We're going to go ahead and get a quarterback who gets it committed for 2023 and we'll move forward.
And it's not like you don't want to recruit those guys or, it's not a big deal if you get one. No, it's a huge deal if you get one. Keeping the kid and then have him turn into a productive on-field player, that's the code you got to crack now. As recently as 3 years ago, if you got the kid in the – like Kevin Sumlin, it should have never gotten down to this. He lost Kyler Murray and Kyle Allen in consecutive years, two five-star quarterbacks. They both left. Except for that, once you got a kid into the program, for the most part, you're going to be able to keep him. Now it's jamming two or three more into there when you get the expected losses.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, moving forward. We got to get through this year. That's the funny part. The Arch Manning conversation doesn't even impact anybody until 2023 with 2022 yet to begin. And then a big game inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium for Kirby and the Dogs against Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks. Last I saw, they were 17.5-point favorites, the Dogs were, to win that game. So not even knowing what the losses this year will do, the losses to the NFL, that is, will do to the defense and how the offense would change, if much. Without even knowing those things, Kirby and the Dogs still 3-score favorites against a team from the West Coast.
Georgia could give up twice as many points per game on defense this year and still lead the nation.
That's some coaching. That's some recruiting.
There was a year Rod Carew's batting average dropped 55 points from the previous season, and he still won the batting title. There are times where you were so insanely historically great one season that you can have, like, if you just give the headline, Georgia's defense gives up twice as many points. Like, if Georgia Tech gives up twice as many points this year, oh, my gosh.
It could be historic as well.
He'll be gone by the end of September. If Georgia's defense, we gave up 18 a game. You can still lead the nation, still lead the SEC. So, yeah, they're going to have a huge fall off, and it may not equal a whole lot.
2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Roof It Forward. A whole lot to get to over the course.
I got a working roof. I do.
Of the Chuck and Chernoff Show. When we get back, today was a good day for a Hall of Famer. a tall dog, and one lucky guest. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff. Home team in for Matt Chernoff here on The Fan, 680-93.7F.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Picked up a girl I've been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the brew, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Today was a good day.
That was a good day.
It is a good day. Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM, the station where champions are crowned, and your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves, who take on the Los Angeles Dodgers at Truist Park. 7:20 first pitch. Today was a good day, Chuck Oliver, as we have some birthdays to get to. Jack Dempsey, former heavyweight champion of the world, was born on this day in 1895. 64, 6, 9 draws, and of his 64 wins, 53 by knockout.
You know, the heavyweight champ back in the 30s would fight like 5 times a year, 6 times a year. Then it got to the point where you would have a fight, a mandated fight, once every 2 years because you've been laying out so much. That's a hell of a record, man.
And then you used to have, the rules were different where, you know, now it's 8 rounds, 10 rounds. I don't see a whole lot of, they don't have 15 rounds anymore. It used to be until somebody got knocked out, which is kind of cool and kind of dangerous at the same time. Soccer star Lionel Messi, born in 1987 on this day. One of the more famous people on the planet Earth. It's one thing to be famous in your sport. It's another thing to be famous on the planet Earth.
Yeah, that's my F1 driver, a soccer player, etc. It's not going to be shortstop for the Angels.
No. On this day in 1983, Don Sutton became the 8th pitcher to strike out 3,000 batters in a career.
Got him in the Hall eventually.
Consistency, longevity.
And wasn't a fastball.
And able to keep batters off balance.
Curveball, change, off speed, breaking pitch, cutter, sinker, you name it. Everything that could be like 88 miles an hour to 74 miles an hour. Boy, you could paint.
On this day in 1991, the NHL adopted instant replay and the 10th of a second clock in the final minute of play.
They do as bad a job as any professional. You're talking about the NBA at the end of a playoff game? You talk about being able to suck all the momentum out of a playoff game when a shot that is nowhere, there's no question about whether it's a 2 or a 3, but we're going to stop and look at it. It's a bad thing, that 10th of a second and the replay and everything about it. It works fine.
I think it's just fine, and I think we are all better for it. We want every tick of the clock, every opportunity to win or lose, shown before everybody so we all can see how an outcome is revealed. When you look at what went on in this day in 1992, one of the all-timers, 1992, the NBA draft took place on this date. LSU center Shaquille O'Neal was the number one overall pick by the Orlando Magic.
It's been so long, not since he was drafted, but since this was true, and it's not a shot. Go back, like, Google Shaquille O'Neal, Orlando Magic. He's a thin, athletic, just unbelievably active player.
Oh, there were two Shaqs. There was Shaq at the end and Shaq at the beginning, in the middle.
The Shaq that played for Phoenix and Boston and Cleveland, and the Shaq that we see on TV, you think he's just this big, huge, hulking, and he is. When he played, he was all that, but athletic and again, as a rookie, I don't want to call him slender, but he was probably slender, I'll say.
He was athletic and quite smart, because being as big as he was and as physical as he was, he didn't foul out of a lot of meaningful games. And so he was smart enough to adjust to the referees and the calls and what he thought might be a call. One of the more recognizable people who walks the earth today, always in a good mood. It is funny from time to time when you see him on TNT, when either Kenny or Chuck gets him a little bit bothered and not become the smiling Shaq that we all know and love.
Mr. Sensitive. No, ain't no Mr. Sensitive. Do it again. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you want to weigh in on this?
No, I don't want to weigh in. No, you know it all. I'm Mr. Sensitive. No, I ain't sensitive. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm telling you right now. You play him if you want to.
I don't know how long they're going to keep that crew together. And a lot
Chuck
of those
says he got a year left.
I could see him. I could see him calling it a career. They've been doing that for so long. But that is you want to talk about the right mix of guys where one guy could be off and it doesn't work. That's one of the more perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. Man. In the locker room. If we had one guy that was out, the whole thing could crash like a house of cards.
This is consistently great TV.
That's all we want to be in the locker room.
I'm looking at a picture. Shaq is a rookie being D'd up by Vlade Divac. He takes the ball. Actually, it's a video. He takes the ball out to the three-point line, starts to dribble and drive on the opponent's center. Shaquille O'Neal, not like the Shaq that we're used to just planting down in the low blocks and calling for the ball.
Shaq with the toe injury.
Wow.
Shaq a little bit overweight.
Man.
Shaq in a Boston uniform. Shaq in a...
wearing that 32 with the pinstripes on it.
Yeah, that's a different Shaq. But Shaq, one of the more dominant forces in the history of sports. On this day in 1997, former Atlanta Brave David Justice and Halle Berry got a divorce.
Oh.
Good-looking couple. Young couple. Both were in the primes of their careers. And certainly one of those power couples. Yeah, you know, sometimes things don't work out. You have to go in a different direction. If you need help, Hobson & Hobson is a place where you could go to get that kind of help if you have to go into a separate direction. But two of the power folks in entertainment and sports coming together here in the A, and that was, but she had a little line, was it Die Hard or Die Hard 2, where at the end of the movie she was a flight attendant. I can't remember which movie it was.
Oh, that would have been Die Hard 2 if she was a... that would have been like late 80s before she hit fame. I didn't know that.
It was a movie with a plane.
I didn't know that.
Or was it Passenger 57? I got to go back and
check. That was it. It was Passenger 57.
Yeah, it was Passenger 57. Okay. And at the very end, as she's getting off, driving off the runway, she says, they asked her what kind of guy she likes. She says, oh, I love baseball. Trying to look out for a man. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out. And on this date in 2010, the longest match in tennis history took place. American and dog John Isner. He defeats Nicolas Mahut of France. And the match goes on for 11 hours, 5 minutes, over 3 days of play.
Home team, I think it's pronounced Nicolas Mahut.
Mahut.
He's French.
Home. You get a pass.
Okay. Yeah. Make mistakes from now on.
Yeah,
I took Spanish.
Pass.
Spanish 1 and Spanish 2. I didn't take French. Mahut?
Nicolas Mahut.
Do I have to say Nicolas?
Nicolas Mahut.
Nicolas Mahut. 3 days of tennis where they couldn't find a winner until one man stood on top as a champion. I like that kind of go-get-itiveness.
And I'm shocked the Frenchman just didn't give up after 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that's a shot at a man in a whole country. And Isner always showing up for... the big event that we have down here at the...
down at Atlantic Station, yeah.
Yes, at the Truist Open this year.
I was in Vegas, actually, when this was being played, and I remember walking through the casino. It was morning in Las Vegas, whatever time the match was. And, like, 5 hours later, I'm walking past the same bank of TVs leaving. I'm like, they got a replay? They replay it? Was it the greatest match ever, and they're replaying it? No, they were still playing it.
What did TV silent? Is it not Mahut?
Nicolas Mahut.
I'm going with BJ on this one.
We'll find that out when we get back. Hey, it's been 163 days since anyone around here has won a title.
This is ruined a perfectly good day when I just washed my car.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.